This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk checking in with Nathan Outeridge of America's Cup Team New Zealand after day 10 of the AC40 on the water.
Yeah, we had like a good easterly today. It was, you know, meant to be in the low 20s and we hadn't really started that much wind yet. So one of the main objectives today was just to sign off from a low perspective that, you know, when the wind gets up, it's got sensors on that now. So we're measuring the loads and there was no alarms going off today, which was fantastic. So we just hoisted sails out the front and started all the way up towards the back paddock. We were sort of wanting to try and find some waves today. With the wind against tide, we definitely found plenty of waves out there. For me being pretty new on the boat, it was just really interesting to see how the boat performs in those waves.
One thing I did notice going uphill, you've seen today obviously a lot more breeze, to be carrying a bit of leeward heel at times and trying to what I'm seeing is trying to flatten the boat by easing a bit of sheet on the main, twisting up even potentially, to try and get it back to level or to windward. Is that a...
Yeah, they're a unique boat, you know, trying to find the right balance in it. So we had the two on initially, which was well out of range, but we just wanted to sign it off from a geometry point of view to make sure that, you know, the one design sails were all made correct and, you know, it was perfect conditions to make sure when you go flat out on the cunnel and the sheet, you're not got the clue board in the jib current and things. So, and then it was too bumpy. We didn't really want to take it off in the rough stuff, so we sailed up to the flat water to take it off. But with the bigger sail up, you get lots of side force on the boat, and so then you got the foil out to leeward trying to fight those forces. So, you know, we played along around with some can angles and heel angles to try and, you know, get some balance in the boat. You know, the boat, I think, is pretty overpowered with the sails, and you end up with the chip or the main car, like, almost down on the stopper at times, just going upwind. So, it's a little concerning when you've got a barrel weighing, you're already in the corner going upwind, but lucky you can always ease the main and twist it out. But we're just still learning the boat, just trying to learn how to sort of set it up and see how it performs.
So can you give us your best speed today?
Easy over 45 today.
Over 45, you were gone and we were...
VMG, you're in the low 40s and, you know, when you peel through it, and we weren't trying to push it too hard in the barrels, it was making sure we keep the rudder in the water, but yeah, easy over 45 today.
And in that charge back down the harbour, we weren't in the biggest waves of the day. Did you have any moment when you thought, oh, we're gonna skip straight through this trough and put air around the foil?
That's actually really interesting, sitting on the leeward side watching the foil, and, you know, you're a passenger almost at that point, but on to leeward, I'm just watching the foil going in and out, and it's impressive how quickly it reattaches, and some of the troughs are, you know, over a metre long. So you're easily getting half your wing out of the water.
Thank you, Nathan. This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk.
All right, thank you for that, Chris Cross, Applesauce, Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, Sports Byline USA. How's it going? Well, it is 9:40 on a Tuesday. That's time we check in with Karen Lyle from SalesportTalk.com, who co-hosts this segment with me on a weekly basis. How you doing, Karen? Karen, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Now I got you. Yeah, you're doing okay. All right.
Yes, I am doing fantastic, and we're really looking forward to our guest, Dawn Riley, today.
Well, let's bring her in. Dawn Riley has sailed in 3 America's Cup races and 2 Whitbread Round the World races, was the first American to accomplish this feat. She was the watch captain on Maiden. You might remember that. That's when we had her on the show before. Dawn, welcome back to the show. And first of all, what you've been up to in the year plus?
Thanks for having me. Oak Cliff Sailing in Oyster Bay, New York, which I'm the executive director of in the past year, has been crazy busy, all the pent-up demand. We've sent 80 people in 5 boats to Bermuda. We've raced the Block Island race, the Vineyard race, hosted 17 match racing events, and thrown a couple parties, too.
Well, you know, the parties are always important, I think, for races. But really, it's all about sailing. And recently, you were just inducted into the National Sailing Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that accomplishment. Well, actually, the recognition of your accomplishments.
Thank you. The National Sailing Hall of Fame was last fall, and then just last week, I was inducted into the America's Cup Hall of Fame. Wow. So that makes me the youngest person and only female to be a dual famer. I don't keep stats like this, but there's other people that do.
So now, can you go to Manhattan on 44th, walk into the New York Yacht Club, or are you still have to be a member?
I can. I'm a member, which is tragic because I'm not a clubby person, but I did join a little while ago. But yeah, I want to just walk in and go, I'm here, see what happens.
Well, it is a beautiful club, and I love the model room there. Tell me, Don, you know, with this new America's Cup women's and youth racing race that's going to be happening on the AC40s, what do you think about how you prepare your racers in your Oak Cliff program and how that relates to the foiling boats that are now predominantly in the America's Cup?
Well, there's two different things. There's foiling, and then there's the America's Cup. Foiling, we have NACRA 20s, NACRA 17s, WASPs, and we're getting two Flying Phantoms. So we have foiling here. The America's Cup, the thing that I love about it is the technology and the development, and that comes from not just taking, you know, a WASP or a NACRA or a F-69 and going sailing, or even a 40 by, you know, for that matter, but it's the development of the foils, development of the sails, the do we have a boom, don't we have a boom. It's the kind of thing. Tom Schnackenberg was at the New York Yacht Club for my induction, and I was explaining to all the kids here, he's just like a brilliant mind who will sit there and have a 20-minute conversation with you. Wouldn't it be cool if we could get opposing magnetic forces to hold the bulb to the boat but not have any drag, so it's like a magic fin? That's the America's Cup. So they're two different things. And the youth and women's, I am campaigning to make sure that it's not just a sideshow. Yeah, great, let people get introduced. But at Oak Cliff, we're training people to be on the team and involved in all of the magic. Speaking of American magic, we have, I think, it's not all 100% public, but five different graduates in different parts of the American magic team.
So
congratulations
coming
on that.
Pardon?
Oh, I said congratulations on that, and Rick, to you.
Oh, yes. And also, Don, I was thinking about these yacht clubs because we've been speaking with a lot of people in the last year. Coming out of the pandemic, what are some of the challenges that you guys had and then that you, you know, that really took a toll, and yet on the other hand, you kind of came out very triumphantly on?
Well, we locked down 5 days before Cuomo did, because I'm on Facebook. I'm old. I'm on Facebook, but I have international friends all over the world. So we saw COVID coming before the government. We locked in. We had a bubble. We kept programming going really creatively. So we canceled one event the whole time. So we were really, really lucky that way. Then the demand and what we had done through COVID made it so that this is the first year we had to turn people away for some of our programming. The thing that I had to keep reminding myself is, you know, we've been here for 12 years, but we have high turnover because we bring people in, we train them, then they become an intern, then they become an employee, and then they go off and do amazing things like race around the world and do the America's Cup or run a sail off. And that means that many of the people who were here post-COVID had never experienced pre-COVID. So I had to keep going, oh, that's right, you guys wouldn't know that we, you know, have a barbecue on Saturday nights, not Friday nights, for a match racing event, because we just hadn't done it.
Certainly the rhythms of things got a little bit disrupted because of the changes. And you're right, people who came into sailing or some of the programs during the pandemic wouldn't know what the traditions were. And those traditions are changing. What are some of the traditions you've seen that have changed now that we're coming out of the pandemic and racing is full on?
Well, we have to keep pushing for those traditions to change. I took the opportunity to, at the New York Yacht Club, in the model room, to challenge people to share our tent and our model room with diversity, with gender equity, to expand our sport, because there's absolutely no reason not to. And at Oak Cliff, we're really excited because we are diverse in every which way. And staff, And then it's just a shock when you go into a situation and somebody says, no, you can't because of something that you can't control. So that's the big message that we're pushing at right now. The cool thing is America True, which is based out of San Francisco, a public nonprofit. We did the America's Cup in 2000. We continued expanding into community sailing programs and blowing the doors off of the traditional means of how you got into the sport of sailing. We rolled the $170,000, what was left in the foundation, into Oak Cliff as scholarships specifically for community sailing graduates. We already scholarship on a need basis up to 50%. This is an additional 25%. So a kid or a person coming out of a community sailing where our programs are $1,250 a week, room and board included, could be paying $200 a week and have full scholarship for all of that. And they don't have a network if they come out of a community sailing. So we're trying to fast track it and change the world. Just simple things.
So what happens when you get inducted to the Hall of Fame? Is there a bust of you, a painting, knickknacks? Do you get a medal or a ring or a necklace?
There's a half model that, to be totally honest, I forgot because I didn't have anything to drink until after my speech. And then I had a couple of gins. So they delivered the half model the next day. And it'll go on the wall.
I was noticing that half model was a replica of a former boat, and they did something, didn't they do 3D printing or something like that with a half model, or just a new method of making them? I don't know if you knew about that part of it.
I did not know about that. Yeah, it's the half model of Reliance.
Right, right. So, Don, what would you say remains to be a challenge for inclusivity, because that's one of the things that you mentioned, and certainly it's certainly something that I'm always aware of. What makes people feel not excluded?
Having leadership that says, sure, yes, you can. Come on board, let's go, let's do this, which is what we do here. So the next frontiers, the next step is to have women in the afterguards, women that are boat owners, women that are decision makers, and then as quickly as possible pull diversity into those ranks as well.
When you were first starting off as a skipper, and maybe some of the more stodgy members of a club think, oh yeah, Don Riley sounds like a good guy, and I'm like, you didn't tell me it was a girl.
It happened more times than you know. It was before email, before text, before Facebook, so they would just assume over the phone it was D-O-N, and I would show up. And a few times it was a major kerfuffle.
Can you tell us one of them?
Well, somebody said, I don't want any TDCs on my boat. Get off. That was a problem.
Wow.
TDC?
Yep.
What's TDC?
I'm not gonna, I can't say it on the radio.
I can't believe I don't know what that is.
I'll text it to you later. But then, you know, there were other times where they were like, holy crap, okay, let's go. And then we'd leave the race course, and they go, wow, girls can sail.
That's right. They can. And Don, in your book, you talk a lot about the mixed gender racing, mm-hmm. and how that adds to diversity of perspective. Can you give an example of how that, you know, from your experience, just, you know, how the different perspectives can contribute to a team?
Well, I referenced this in my very short speech. I promised it was short, and it was done. When we had the women's team and we beat Dennis Connor in the first race, or more than that, we'd beat, you know, every time that we won a race, people with very well-meaning come up and go, wow, that was great. Congratulations. Your boat must be fast, as if the women weren't actually sailing the boat. The quickest way to get it so that they realize is to be mixed. And then you have a girl or a guy looking over saying, I need somebody. Oh, what about her? What about him? And it just becomes naturally integrated. And that's exactly what you want. We especially in female sailing, we are way past the look, we can, you know, physically do it. Look, we're capable of sailing. Now it's the point of let's make the best team possible. And it is mixed. And organizations like the Volvo are doing a great job saying, let's have it so it's an advantage to have a woman on board the boat. You get an extra crew member. I think the IC37s at the Venerable New York Yacht Club are looking towards doing some creative things to encourage more women that maybe are professionals, because, and unfortunately, I mean, we know back to when Title IX passed 50 years ago that all the women teams had female coaches, and they were all volunteers and unpaid. And as soon as they had money and budget, they would go hire men because they just assumed they were better. So we have to continue to push at that level as well. It's multi-layered and it's complicated, and you don't even think about it until somebody points it out.
Wow. And by the way, I thought you said TDC. If you said GDC, I know what that
there
is.
There you go.
Don Riley, one of the most accomplished sailors, regardless of gender, in the history of this country. And Oak Cliff Sailing, building America's leaders through sailing, all the great things she's still doing to this day. Don, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Don.
And Karen, good talking to you, too.
We'll be talking to you next Tuesday.